So there's a clear opportunity for HR leaders to be leaders in the implementation and experimentation of AI within the company. Hello and welcome to Future Proof HR, the podcast that explores the cutting edge trends shaping the future of HR and people operations. I'm your host, Thomas Kunjapu, founder and CEO of Cleary. If you're looking for insights into how technology and specifically AI and automation are transforming HR, empowering teams to become more strategic, efficient, and impactful, you've come to the right place. Today, we're going to be talking about how AI can help HR cement its seat at the table. We're talking specifically about the executive table. This is a moment in late 2024 where every leader around the executive roundtable has an opportunity to lead their team and ultimately the company into the brave new world of AI. Today, we're going to talk specifically about how that applies for HR leaders. What can you as an HR leader or function do to cement your position in the executive team and also to drive your whole company into this brave new world? So, let's dive right in. So there's a clear opportunity for HR leaders to be leaders in the implementation and experimentation of AI within the company. I think that's true for several reasons. It's also important for the role at this very moment in time, given the context of what's really happened with the function in the last several years. If you go back to pre-pandemic, let's say the last 5 years or so, with the rise of remote work and all types of complications with just how we work, distributed work, of course, increased technology coming into the workplace, talent attraction being really difficult, and employee engagement coming to the forefront and companies realizing how impactful it is when you don't have a culture that helps retain great talent. What's happened is HR leaders who I've heard over the many years constantly talking about how they don't have a seat at the table, finally starting to feel like, hey, I have a seat at the table. I'm a big part of the board meetings. I'm asked to have a strategic input on not just what benefits we might offer to employees every year, but actually on the strategic direction of the entire company, because a people strategy is the company strategy. Now, this has been a pretty big shift over the last several years for many HR leaders in many organizations. But more recently, a shift has been afoot. The economy has turned slightly where the labor market is more favorable for employers versus employees. The era where we had people quitting left and right day to day, leading to this crazed set of efforts and the importance of the HR team is a little bit behind us. And on top of that, with the era of efficiency, as we've gotten past the era of zero interest rates, we've gotten to a point where everyone in the G&A function, much less the entire organization, has to be very prudent with spending. And generally, everyone is being asked to do more with less, but specifically, HR leaders are being asked to do more with less. And it's this pivotal time where we know that we don't want to give back all of the progress that's been made over these past few years, where the importance of people and the people strategy and the fact that this is your biggest spend for pretty much every organization out there and how important it is to optimize that with a proper people strategy and a great HR leader and team in place. It's become very clear, but there's a moment now where we're risking giving all that back. I guess I'm here to say that I think AI gives us an opportunity to enable HR leaders and HR teams to actually further cement their centrality to the organization and the organization's strategy. So why is that? There are a couple of things. First of all, every single leader around the executive table is being asked to look at ways to be more efficient and specifically to look at ways that they can engage with AI tools to infiltrate the way they work day to day. And my sense is that most HR leaders I speak with think of this as something that is not necessarily an invitation for them specifically, but I actually think it is, because the reality is the opportunities that this new set of technologies presents is really across the board. It's all encompassing. And certainly there's lots of opportunities within HR functions. And I'll go through a couple of the opportunities there. But it's not something where you need to sit back, right? So often I hear and see HR leaders looking at, hey, what is customer service doing? Or what's happening in the sales and marketing world? That's interesting. We can take notes and then think about something we can do later on. But meanwhile, we are just in this mindset of just trying to stay afloat with all the things that we're like being asked to do. But I actually think there's a way to break through that and go from that reactive to proactive mode more explicitly. I've looked at a pretty interesting Gartner survey, which looked at the beginning of 2024, what are our leaders looking at doing in terms of implementation of Gen AI or AI in general? And about 38% of HR leaders have basically messed around with AI technology in some kind of way, with a pilot or an implementation of some kind, but the vast majority haven't really. And even those that have, pretty much you're in pilot mode. What this means is that there's an opportunity really for everyone to figure out what it can do for their organization. You're not behind, like almost no one is behind. And if you're looking for ideas, like that same survey goes through, what do people think are some key opportunity areas to leverage AI? It's really about automation. So you just think about all the tasks that your team is doing in reactive mode constantly. How can you go about flipping that around and leveraging AI, whether with co-pilots or agents, to help you do that same kind of work? So HR service delivery is a top area, right? So employee-facing chatbots, something to help answer employee questions, a key area where there's a lot of opportunity for improving the employee experience, which is something we always counsel and think about as a lens through which you look at all of this. But also, it's a way to reduce the workload on your team, because a lot of the kinds of things that interrupt your workflows could end up becoming self-service and is both a better experience for employees and also more efficient for your team. HR operations in general, that's a whole other area. So all the administrative tasks that you're doing on a monthly, quarterly basis, there's a lot of room for a combination of AI combined with automation to save a lot of time. That's a big area if you're looking for inspiration. And then obviously in the recruiting funnel, this is actually probably the area that we've seen like the most as an industry. I think a lot of just different areas, from talent attraction to initial application tracking and engagement, even up through the early interview states. So these are some of the key things that HR leaders are thinking about. And if you haven't yet, you should probably be thinking about some of these are no-brainers in terms of things that you can automate. An example of automation in action that I can specifically talk about is the concept of HR service delivery and just reducing that employee ticket response time significantly. We have worked with clients where we've analyzed their tickets and the way that they're actually manually going through the same motions over and over again. They use Slack for their support. We actually have a Slack bot. It can cut response time significantly by over 30%. And it's going to, of course, improve the employee experience because the effort level is dramatically lower. And also it cuts down in that feedback loop of the time spent towards knowledge-based management, getting support requests, having a bot answer that automatically, and then generating content anytime you are answering things manually, because that's a loop that often HR teams either forget or don't have the time to fully close. And AI and automation can help do that for you. So let the technology do the work for you and get to the same outcome more efficiently. These are just a couple of examples based on how we've seen HR leaders thinking in general. There are other ways to think about it. Another idea is to just think about your employee experience. So from the moment someone hears about your employer brand, to your interview process, to your pre-boarding or your onboarding process, to that first year experience, to the manager experience, promotion, performance reviews, all these moments that matter in the employee journey, what just sucks? Like, what needs improvement? You already have an employee engagement survey going. What's that thing that you need to work on? In the past, you might turn that into a quarterly project or an objective and put some folks to work on it, create new learning modules or designing a new process, I would advise taking that same area that you want to improve and just make it a goal to say, yeah, we want to leverage AI however we can to improve this specific facet of the employee experience, which we're trying to improve based on employee engagement feedback. Another idea is to just think about what your current strategy is. Like, you probably have a team strategy document, and the way you've split out like your resources for what it is that you're trying to do to increase employee retention, or on the L&D side, or something that you're trying to do for leaders specifically, the project that you already have, you could probably rethink it and think about how you might leverage AI to actually get to that same specific outcome. Just use it as a forcing function to say, we're going to explicitly experiment with AI here to make this happen. I'm just trying to get you to think about ways to brainstorm things that can actually make an impact with AI for you specifically in your company. Everyone's mileage may vary, of course, so you got to decide on your own what you want to really invest in. But one concept I think is pretty universal, though, is the concept of testing small and quickly and leveraging AI into projects where you can actually get to an outcome with data before you go much more broad. So specifically in the HR function versus many other functions, there's this tendency to get a lot of alignment from a lot of different leaders external to the organization, get a lot of alignment internally within the entire team to try out a whole bunch of, to get alignment across your various sub-functions within your team to then finally get going on doing this like big bang release of a big kind of project. In this case, I think you're better off working on processes that literally one individual or two people can be working on and starting small to prove out these concepts. Because for the most part, a lot of this stuff is experimental. So as you're exploring that, the only way to move beyond experimental is to actually get small wins. So getting pilot programs in place, you can leverage Claude or ChatGPT and the general tools to start to get at something. But there are a lot of tools out there that are offering free pilots or specifically in response to this experimentation mentality, because the tools are also new. What we're doing at Cleary is no different, right? So we have a pilot for the first time ever in our company with our AI Slackbot product, specifically because we know that teams are experimenting and are in this experimentation mode. So we want them to take advantage of it, because ultimately in the experimentation, we get a lot of validation, and everyone out there who's creating different types of tools impact different parts of the employee experience. It's all being built in real time with new use cases and new data. The usage and the conversations around that is very valuable for your vendor partners as well. But it's doubly valuable for you if you can just quickly get started, try something out, see if it actually hits a spot for a particular objective that you had. If you take the previous advice about just using the projects that you already want to undertake, but just have that constraint of going to try to leverage some kind of AI to make this more efficient, combined with this mindset of just one or two people starting small, doing an experiment on a particular sub-process or area or sub-area, and then showing and sharing results more broadly with the team, that's a much better approach for experimentation versus the legacy process where you might have your entire team gathered to do a learning session with a consultant who's going to spend a couple hours teaching you how to use like ChatGPT, or a couple hours doing a demo of a product with a salesperson who is probably not even exactly sure of exactly what you need. Instead of that, try it out, experiment with stuff, and eventually you'll hit on a couple of things which you might want to get to a more massive expansion with. So these small wins, it's a small concept. For example, if you're messing with the recruiting funnel and you're trying to leverage some tools for AI bots in the recruiting funnel, start with just one geo, one team, or one recruiter with one engineering manager or one sales manager for just one specific role, and just experiment with that, right? It's a very different mindset. And it's something I think that more HR leaders should be embracing if you want to get to this broader value, right, that we are talking about here. So starting small, keeping it that way, it's pretty important. Now, the other piece is that there is more broadly an opportunity for the HR team and HR leaders to be transformational within the C-suite in helping the company leverage AI. And I think it's a little bit counterintuitive because this traditional stereotype is that HR will sit in the corner, not be innovative. You're focused on compliance, trying to make sure that the company is not misstepping in any kind of way and that you are fully focused on risk mitigation. In the world we're in today, that actually risks HR kind of going back to where we were pre-pandemic, to this place where that seat at the table that was so hard earned will end up becoming something that we just don't have anymore because of the turns in the labor market and just like the dynamics now with efficiency focus. It's just HR along with every other G&A function is just being asked to do more with less. So if you're thinking about innovating, and what if in your organization, the HR department had the strongest foot forward in innovating with AI? Is that possible? I think counterintuitive to even imagine. I totally think that's possible. And it will keep and cement the role for the HR leader in the organization. But also, it's very important for the future of the broader mandate of the HR organization anyway. Learning and development and growing your employees and keeping their skills relevant for the future is obviously a key part of what you're doing in HR. If your own team is leveraging AI, improving their skill sets on a daily and weekly basis by leveraging the latest tools, they will be in a place to learn and teach and create this learning culture that you need to evolve the entire workforce across every function for this brave new future. We all need to be masters of these new set of tools. The future of any learning and development organization will need to have initiatives where you have the skill sets to teach and engage your entire employee base around ways to leverage AI. It just makes sense if you want to be relevant there that you're showing it by improving your own kind of processes, right? What I said before about the pressure and opportunity for every executive around the round table in the C-suite to leverage AI to improve their efficiencies, that's there, but it's also there for every single individual and employee to improve their skill sets and in learning and leveraging the latest in AI technology, which keeps moving. It's more true than ever, right? That if you have a learning culture and mindset within your entire organization, that's what's going to keep you nimble and relevant and ultimately going to keep you with an engaged employee base, which circles back to a big piece of what you're trying to do in the function to begin with. I really think it's a moment in time, right? Where number one, HR has just gotten the seat at this table, I would say, for the most part. And we really don't want to take this moment to go backwards. Heed the call, innovate. And I'm just saying, imagine a world where the HR department is actually innovating in terms of getting efficiencies with this tool and then ultimately translating that into learning and development efforts so that you're actually leading the way in retraining your workforce and having the right mindsets to constantly be retraining and learning. Again, start with small tests, right? The opportunities for automation. I give a couple of insights around like HR service delivery, administration automation, pieces of the recruiting funnel. If you're interested in any of the first two, we can definitely have some conversations and see what could work. But I really recommend having a crack team. Maybe it's one person, literally. Maybe it's a couple of people who are going to experiment in the smallest way possible with the smallest aperture, which helps them get to prove out specific outcomes very quickly, ideally with free tools or things that they can experiment with. And of course, within the framework of keeping your data secure, so you really want to make sure that the few vendors that you're messing around with and experimenting with are in line with your policies. But the reality is it's no different than how you would experiment with other tools that are not AI focused. There's like this fear that I think we need to overcome compared to the opportunity that we have around just trying things. And the best way to do that is by reducing the aperture to just, you know, one or two people, one or two workflows, just affecting one particular org, or even trying it with experimental data. There's lots of ways to slice down the risk, but make sure that you're constantly moving things forward piecemeal. And overall, it's not too hard and you are not behind. If there's curiosity on your team to go forward, this is the time. Everything's up for grabs. Lots of things are being remixed and people are learning. If you're attracted to that learning mindset, we actually have a future-proof HR learning community with other like-minded leaders in HR who are just having conversations like this about what are we all doing and how can we actually set ourselves up, set our departments up, and ultimately set our workforces up for this brave new future. So I'd invite you to join our community as well. For more information about our community, please take a look at the show notes. And that's all I had for this week's episode of Future Proof HR. Keep it locked here as we keep talking about cutting edge trends shaping the future of HR and people operations. Signing off. This is Thomas Kunjapu. Till next time. Hey, it's Thomas again. One quick question before you go. Are you and your HR team tired of answering the same employee questions again and again in Slack? If yes, our Cleary AI-powered Slackbot is here to help. It takes routine employee requests and answers it automatically while freeing up time for you to take on more important tasks. At the same time, it automatically builds up an HR knowledge base as you go. It's quick to set up, works right in Slack, and you can try it for free. Just head on over to gocleary.com/HR-chatbot to install it. It's again, gocleary.com/HR-chatbot. Thanks again.